American news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria today up to 29, Joburg 27, and Rustenburg a high of 31 degrees.
Katlego let us know that traffic lights aren't working. It seems all the way from Ufius to the Fountains Valley, and then in Hector Spruit on the N4, a collision between Hector Spruit and Marloth Park.
In your sport, wins for PSG, Real and Arsenal in the Champions League last night. And I catch up with former Springbok and Lions captain Jaco Kriel ahead of the weekend's UXK derby in the URC.
If you're heading to Botswana, take note, the Grobler's Bridge border remains closed after the heavy rains in this part of Limpopo earlier this month.
The floodwater has now subsided, allowing for an assessment for the port infrastructure.
The Border Management Authority's Peter Mpelo says a project plan has been finalised to tackle the extended damage caused by flooding. It's not yet known for how long the Grobler's Bridge border will remain closed. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To the damning report about the state of education in the country, the findings by Zero Dropout was released yesterday and showed that over 815,000 learners who started their high school career in grade 8 in 2019, 207,000, that's about a quarter, disappeared before reaching matric in 2023.
We need real-time tracking, and that learners are also provided with things such as unique identifier numbers so that we can track them through the education system when they enter at grade R, right up until they get to matric.
Zero Dropout's Colin Wordle says issues such as teenage pregnancy significantly contributes to school dropouts. That while the basic education system also faces challenges that include inadequate infrastructure and poor learner performance, which hinder national development. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has strengthened his presence at the border with Mexico, ordering another 1,500 military personnel to deploy to the border as part of a flurry of steps to tackle immigration. Trump declared a national emergency at the U.S. frontier with Mexico on his first day in office. And where were you today, 5 years ago? It was the beginning of what was supposed to be a normal year, trying to get into the new school routine, back at work, stretching your January budget to get to payday. But on this day in 2020, in China, it was also the beginning of what would become unprecedented times for humanity.
China closed off Wuhan, a city of 11 million people, in an unprecedented effort to contain a deadly virus.
Trying to contain a city is new to science. It has not been tried before as a public health measure.
What the World Health Organization didn't know back then was what the world would still have to do to get through COVID-19. Wuhan is a city where the COVID era is said to have originated. It ushered it in what we would come to call the new normal, working from home, strict travel restrictions and health controls. At the former site of the Hunan Seafood Wholesale Market, where scientists believe the virus may have crossed over from animals to humans, a light blue wall has now been built to shield the market's closed down stalls from view. The market's old produce stalls have been moved to a new development outside the city, aptly named New Hunan Seafood Market. I'm Gerda de Souza, net weer die hoofnuus die uur. Daar is 'n verdoemende verslag oor die stand van basiese onderwys in die land.
I don't smoke cigarettes. Remember how you could charge anything for a... Okay, I'll just scrap everything I just said. All of it now sounds incriminating.
Yeah, geez.
Not me, but remember how people would pay anything for a box of cigarettes?
Yes, yeah. I was those people.
Remember that song?
But then,
When you put the label on the paper, people's.
You know that today, 5 years ago, there wasn't a name for it.
For the virus.
There's something called corona. That's what we all said. Right.